for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey. Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. How about you?
It's hump day.
That's right.
I'm going to hop on pop. They're taking that book out of the library because of that.
Yeah, and we talk about some people in Florida.
And if you eat chicken right off the bone, you're going to be more aggressive.
That's right, unless you rent some STDs.
I got some for sale. See you later. Hey, everybody, what's going on? You're making weird faces, dude. It's Wednesday, hump day. Welcome to the Terry and Guys Comedy Show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Could you spare a quarter? I need some tobacco.
Yeah.
Hey, I quit smoking. What about you guys?
Nah.
Yep.
Did you?
Yep. Nope. I don't light myself on fire anymore.
Good job. Third degree burns hurt bad.
Yes, they
episode
do.
693.
That's right. That means we have 7 more episodes to go before we hit the big whatever. It's 300 episodes. It'll be
300.
It'll be the 300th episode when we get to 800, which is weird, but that's
our 800th episode.
800. That's okay. We like 800. It's a good number.
It is. Happy Wednesday.
Do you guys have any suggestions for us to change our, not change our show, but just to liven it up? We're going to be talking about that in the next couple weeks here to maybe, who knows what, spice up the program a little bit. It's already been 300 episodes. Are you guys getting sick of it yet? Fuck no. Look at Flames. He's in awe.
He's in computer land.
No,
Flames, computer land.
Computer land. He's finding out some shit.
What do you got playing on, going on?
I'm playing some 19 Lands from back in the day.
Trying to, yes, you are. Oh, I remember that.
Me, we're talking to you. What are you doing?
I am trying to figure out what the...
So you never allow your guests to have a laptop on the show because they'll sit there going...
He hasn't said anything.
What the stats are for...
I heard the Spurs lost. I must be reading this wrong. No, there's a possibility that either two of the teams could have lost.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how sports works.
Yeah.
That's
one of the people, well, at least one of the people competing will lose.
The Mavericks might have won.
I'm looking at Pittsburgh stuff.
Oh, that has nothing to do with Texas, so.
Yeah.
Now look what you did. Did you just click your mouse?
Uh-huh.
You just blew up my fucking stereo.
Oh. Anyway. Meow.
Well, shit, yeah. It's hump day. You guys get out and do some humping.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anybody to hump on. If not, just go out and put some Rufinol in somebody's drink.
Some doggy's drink, yes.
Rohypnol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
However you say it. All right. Here we are. Has anybody got anything to talk about?
Yeah.
Music.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
Again?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I only watched part of it. Remember, we talked about that on Monday.
Yep.
I missed the first about half because I was out and about. But
I got a cooking tip. You know, summer's coming up.
Okay, summer is coming.
You know how summer is coming?
Because that's the way seasons work.
That is true. That is true, right? Right.
We're in spring right now, so summer is definitely coming.
What's your favorite thing to grill?
Oh, man.
Hamburgers.
I like grilling.
And steaks.
Tobacco.
What's your second favorite thing to grill?
Probably human flesh. That's really good on a nice summer night.
Mm-hmm. In what form? Just flesh?
Believe it or not, the foot has some really tender meat on it.
Yeah, what about a hot dog?
Yeah, I don't eat human hot dogs because those are gross. But I do like barbecuing some hot dogs out of material that I do not know what's in it.
Do you ever boil them before you grill them?
No.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Why? Well, I might should, but I don't. Why would
should
I?
Always, if you boil your sausages for a little while, you cook them inside evenly.
Yeah.
And then when you put them on the grill, you're just crisping up that skin.
Oh, and then you don't have to worry about no salmonella.
Keeps them juicy.
That's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to keep that in mind. Yeah, we don't cook a lot of...
then you get the crispy skin, too.
Regular hot dogs.
And you don't have to end up burning them, you know, because you don't know they're cooked. You're just sitting there, you know, and they get all blackened.
Yeah, we don't...
Like Metallica likes their hot dogs.
We don't cook regular hot dogs on our barbecue very often.
That's, you know, how Metallica likes their hot dogs?
Yeah, blackened.
Blackened!
Color our hot dogs blackened.
Blackened is the end.
Yep, they like them blackened in the end.
Just the end, though.
Color our blackened.
And then stripes in the middle.
Blackened.
Yep.
So who remembers
that
book?
That's my cooking day.
Who remembers that book by Dr. Seuss called Hop on Pop?
Yeah, that's a dirty book.
They're saying
incestual.
That it promotes violence, and they're trying to have it removed from the Toronto Public Library.
It promotes incest. It's right in the title.
Hop.
Mm-hmm. On Pop.
Yeah, what does hopping have to do with sex?
It's like you're hopping in your dad's lap.
It doesn't say anything about laps in the title.
Yeah, Hop on Pop.
That's just a fun game that kids with one leg do. I used to play Hop on Pop. Sometimes I'd hop on a Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
Or hop on a Pepsi. Hop on Pop. But they are their thing. It promotes violence. The seven books the library has... This is like the seven words you can't say on TV.
Oh, they've removed seven books from the libraries?
They're trying to.
All right. What are the other ones?
They're not going to tell us.
They don't like Hop on Pop, huh?
No, they don't. But despite the complaint, the library opted to retain the book in the children's collections.
You know what, though? I'm going to rewrite that book, Hopped Up on Crack Cocaine.
Hopped on Pot. How about that?
Yeah, Hop on Pop.
Hopped on Pot.
Hot on Pot.
I'm hopped up on pot.
Hot on pot.
I'm hot on pot. I'm caught on pot. So kids...
You know, Dr. Seuss, were you a big fan of the Dr. Seuss books when you were a kid?
Yeah, I had all of them.
What about Shel Silverstone?
Had a couple. I liked listening to
them. What
about
Alicia Silverstone movies?
No. When I was a kid, those weren't out. Those weren't out when I was a kid.
No, Dr. Seuss. And you used to listen to what's his name?
Shel Silverstein.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hook.
Yep.
And Dr. Hook and Dr. Seuss never hooked up for like an exam.
No, they didn't. They should have.
Would you rather be examined by Dr. Seuss or Dr. Hook?
Probably Dr. Seuss.
Why? Because he doesn't have a hook?
The hook is... kind of scary.
Dr. Hook is a rock star.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss is a cartoon.
You know Dr. Seuss was a writer, cartoonist, and a pie?
He was a pie?
Yep.
So he was 3.14.
No, he was like a baked pie.
Baked
pie. He was filled with apples and cinnamon.
Oh, and he had a crusty outer edge?
Yeah.
Did he have a couple decorative things cut into his fucking back?
Mm-hmm, he did.
Like a pie, a little vent hole.
He was also an artistrian.
I heard he was quite a vent hole. He was like a bunghole.
In the jungle.
Did you guys eat a lot of chicken growing up?
I did.
Did you eat chicken right off the bone a lot?
Yeah.
I don't like chicken
on
the bone.
I did.
Okay, well, that's great for this study. You liked it on the bone.
50% of people studied.
It's not whether I liked it. That's just what we 50% got
50% of Indian kids didn't like it on the bone.
That's true.
No, but check this out. There's a new study going on at Cornell University, which is where that guy from The Office went to school, Andy. And they say that kids who eat chicken off the bone are more likely to disobey adults and be aggressive.
Really?
So, that's why he had to take anger management and you didn't. Because he ate chicken off the bone.
Yeah, I do believe it is more barbaric.
Children that eat it off the bone are twice as likely to disobey as adults and twice likely to be aggressive towards other kids when eating food. That they had to hold and bite it. They're more
docile. That's why kids that eat meat on the bones are more likely to stab people's eyes out.
That's right. See, the researchers have found that children who eat pieces of meat that are cut up, you know, just with a fork, they're way more docile, and it indicates that there would be a connection between having to use teeth.
Well, then that leads me to believe that the study means that kids who are forced to eat their food as is are angrier because their mothers don't do everything for them.
Children,
no.
That the researchers were studying were between the ages of 6 and 10. So kids, parents, all of you, look out! Don't feed your 6 to 10 year olds bone chicken. Like, just, oh, we're getting a bucket of chicken from KFC. Next thing you know, they're going to be tearing your house apart.
Yep, get them nuggets.
That's right.
Oh no!
Get
no,
them
no,
for,
no.
Yeah.
No,
no. Or if you do, strip it off the bone for them. Unless
go
you
and make your own chicken nuggets.
Oh, strip it off the bone
after you buy your cows from Dan Carl's Chicken Farm.
I suggest you strip it off the bone unless you want a serial killer in your house. Mm-hmm.
Meow.
What if you just cooked it so long that it fell off the bone?
Well, I don't
the
know.
Chicken.
What if you just bone the chicken?
Now we're talking Dan Crawl.
Just bone that
He's
chicken.
He's a chicken boner.
Did you know Dr. Seuss got an award for oral cancer?
Oral?
Yep.
An oral award?
Yep.
Wow. Right. That blows. Right. Yeah, I think that's a misnomer. I think Flames is going into labor over here.
What's going on?
You've been practicing your Lamaze class?
Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Getting ready for football season.
Oh, why?
No. Yeah. Is it sports spectrum now?
Huh?
Huh? Go Blazers.
Yeah.
Well, that. I
think Flames is browsing the web over there.
He is.
I'm looking at Steelers stats.
He's looking at porn.
And stuff.
All right.
He's looking at Steelers porn.
I'm a huge Steelers fan, of course.
Mm-hmm. He's a huge fan of porn.
And that too, but, Steelers. You know.
Did you know that a lot of the porn stars are pissed because Samuel Jackson publicly said to not pay for porn and go to RedTube?
Really?
Yeah. At some conference or something. This is going off
Who
my
said
memory.
That to what?
Some porn stars are pissed at Samuel Jackson because he told people publicly to not pay for porn to go get it for free at RedTube.
Mm-hmm. He was probably making a joke.
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Or stating the obvious.
Of course, man. Why? That's why there's a lot of people saying these days they don't understand how any woman could make any money doing porn because whoever buys porn? Nobody. It's all free now. You could watch 24 hours of porn for free.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pay?
It's not all free. It's just there's enough of it out there.
Yeah.
That the little bits that are free.
RedTube and YouPorn would be enough unless you're just totally addicted to porn. Might as well face it. I'm addicted to porn.
Meow.
My hand is raw. My mom's
from jerking
home.
Off.
I've got my jizz hands on. Jizz hands. Have you ever heard of a animal being sentenced to life in prison?
No, I have not.
That's a new thing that happens now.
Really?
Yeah, there was a pit bull that mauled a 4-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge spared it from euthanization by giving it life in prison.
So it's just going to spend its time in a cage?
Pretty much.
At a shelter or at an actual prison?
It shall spend the rest of his life in a no-kill shelter run by the Arizona Women's Prison.
But that's not realistic just to save all dogs from euthanization if you just put them somewhere. I mean, eventually there'd be...
Well, some animal rights activists stepped in saying that the mauling was partly due to negligence, that it wasn't all the dog's fault, so they shouldn't be put to sleep. They should just pay to keep him alive for the next however many years a dog lives.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say how old the dog is, but the poor little kid got his eye socket broken and his jaw.
Ouch.
Pit bulls got strong jaws.
That's why I think all pit bulls should have their jaws cut off, and then they'd all be fine.
Yeah.
Just the lower jaw.
They did defang him.
Just the lower jaw. Just take the lower jaw off.
Dude, I saw a video of a dog with only his two front legs running on the beach.
Or cut some of their jaw muscles out.
Just remove the lower jaw.
Running on the beach with two legs.
Do you think that would work if they just removed the lower jaw?
I think he'd probably die.
They can remove lower jaws. They did it with...
How could he eat, dude?
They removed the lower jaw of fucking Roger Ebert.
No. Well, they maybe had him on a feeding tube. You know how much expensive that? How much more expensive that'd be to keep a dog on a feeding tube that couldn't eat?
Well, if you love the dog that much, to get a pit bull to then have their jaw removed.
Yeah.
What do you think, Flames? Am I the only one?
What's that?
That's a shitty idea.
I don't know.
He couldn't eat. How could a dog eat with no lower jaw?
Tube feed the fucker.
But you weren't paying attention, obviously, because I said that that would cost too much, Mr. Webhead.
It would.
We're taking
it. It would cost a lot.
We're taking your computer away from you. Get his computer key.
What are you looking up over there?
I'm just looking at team stats.
Why are you browsing the web on the show?
Oh. He's looking at teen porn, is what he was going to say. Teen porn stats. Do you know who the most downloaded teen pornography star is, Flames?
No, I don't.
What are you downloading right now?
Nothing.
No, from the porn station. Yes, you are.
Oh, no, nothing.
Okay.
I was just looking up some
teen porn stats. I heard
you.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard you. Hey, you guys hear that noise? You know what that teen porn stats.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, okay.
You got any celebrity birthdays today?
I think I do.
Oh, you're going crazy, Florida.
Yeah. We'll get to those birthdays here in just a second.
All right.
Could you guys guess what crazy things have happened in Florida this time?
I can.
Alligator attacks.
A wild turkey attacked 7 dwarves while they were all trying on the same hat from a convenience store.
That is super close,
but
is incorrect, sir. Both these stories have to do with people pouring stuff on other things.
Oh,
and
no.
getting arrested for it.
I am.
And apparently in Florida, you can get arrested for pouring stuff on people.
Yeah.
Florida man was accused of dousing the code enforcement officer with pee.
Mm-hmm.
He poured a bucket of pee on this guy. Pretty awesome. He has 19 counts of scheming to defraud.
I've always wanted to do that to somebody, but didn't really want to.
Throw a bucket of urine on him?
Sure, why not?
Because you can tell him you're in luck.
Yeah, you're...
You're in luck!
It's your unlucky day. Your unlucky day. And so this building inspector got a bucket of pee thrown on him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let's see what happened to him. $53,000 fine.
Hmm.
Just for throwing pee on somebody.
Now, would it be okay though? Would you be mad if that happened to you if somebody threw pee on you?
Yeah,
I would be totally mad.
What if it was your own pee? Would it make a difference?
No,
it's still gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but wouldn't it be weird? Like, this guy saved a bunch of my pee enough to dump on me.
That's pretty sad. Yeah.
Whoever would do that?
How would he have got it?
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that make you more pissed off?
Then how would you even know that it was your pee?
He would tell you afterwards. You'd go, I just drenched you in your own pee, motherfucker.
Huh. Ooh.
Well, this other guy in Florida got sentenced to a year in jail for dumping hot sauce on his girlfriend's pussy. I mean, puppy. Sorry.
Oh.
I just read that. Puppy. Her puppy. Yeah, he poured a cup of hot sauce on the puppy because it wouldn't quit yapping.
Poured a cup of it on there and did a skin burn or something? Would that do anything to a human?
It suffered seizure-like symptoms. It had trouble breathing. It was a little Dachshund Chihuahua mix.
Would that do anything to a human if you just like...
Well, you get it in your eyes and stuff, I'm sure.
So why isn't that a prank when like somebody's sleeping, you put their hand and instead of warm water, you put it in hot sauce?
They start epilepsing out. He has to take anger management courses.
Mm-hmm. The chicken?
No, the guy who poured hot sauce on his girlfriend. He's not paying very good attention.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. But he can no longer have a pet in his house ever.
Okay.
Wow. Mm.
He denied dousing the dog in sauce.
That's weird. I once spilled wax on a dog, hot wax.
Ooh, like, I heard they like that.
Beck likes it, too.
Yeah.
Hot wax.
Beck Hansen?
Yep.
Wow.
The song Hot Wax.
Yeah.
Hot wax and a microphone. Where it's at?
Okay, I don't know.
Isn't that how it goes?
No.
I think it's called two turntables
in the microphone.
No, that's two corn dogs in a microwave.
Oh.
That's all you need for lunch.
All right, we're going to
I got a crazy Florida story.
Okay, let's hear
There's
it.
A street in Florida, every house on it, someone has died in the in a house. The same person.
The same person died in every house?
In every house on that street, there's like over a dozen houses.
Didn't
the same guy died.
We talked about this the other day.
Yeah, it happened in Florida. A guy died.
You're repeating?
No, no, I was telling him off the air.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, okay. He died in every house on the street.
That's not that's an impossibility. How could that happen?
He
came back to life? Is it Jesus?
Every time.
It's Jesus.
Every time.
About. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
What? Are you sorting out over there?
No, I'm just fucking with you. Because I have no idea what's going on right now.
You know what bothers me about Iron Maiden?
That their singer's a fucking dick.
By the time he gets done with the song, it's after midnight.
Why? Because they're going to let it all hang
out? Well, he said 2 minutes till midnight, right? And the song's more than 2 minutes.
Yeah?
By the time he's done singing, it's after midnight.
And that's when Eric Clapton comes out.
Oh, man, because after midnight.
I thought he was.
We're going to let it all hang
out. I thought he said Captain Midnight.
Two!
Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight. That's a good Mondegreen.
Yep.
Meow.
All right, that's all of our Florida stories for today.
Oliver.
You ever meet Oliver Bush?
Oliver Bush?
Yeah, his full name is actually Adolf Oliver Bush.
Yes, I did.
He did too. He Adolf Oliver Bush, and then he like was
nice.
He had a pubic hair stuck in the back of his throat.
There's a crazy Florida story. They have a Blockbuster that's open.
That's a lot.
Wow, that is crazy.
I bet they don't do a lot of business.
Probably not. When was the last time you went to a video rental store?
A couple years.
It's been a couple years. Right around the time that I moved into my house over there in Brownsville, about 2010.
Remember when they used to rent movies at grocery stores?
Yeah, they still do in Halsey, Oregon.
Now they got these things called Redbox in every home.
Yeah, why don't
they
get a Redbox?
Because the Halsey Select don't fuck around with Redbox. They just sell videos out of their store that are like 30 days past. I mean, just they don't ever get brand new stuff. I think the owners just wait until they can go buy a couple copies. And
I'm going to open up a video store, and it'll just be Redboxes inside. A bunch of Redboxes.
Man. Well,
I'm just going to start renting out like SD cards to people.
What? Sexual diseases?
No. Like, it's...
I don't think... Those,
I know you're talking about.
It's hard to return
flash drives.
Those.
No, you just bring them back to me when you're done.
No, I meant STDs.
Oh.
It's hard to, like... You know, it ain't no one-day rental.
Yeah. You might get charged a late fee for that. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Sit there. Late fee.
Do you guys ever get really stoned?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. You guys ever get really stoned and listening to classical music ever?
Yeah, I like classical
music. I've been
there. It depends on what kind of classical music. There's a lot. I like.
Have you ever been to like an orchestra?
I used to play. My first instrument was a violin.
I thought you'd start on the skin flute.
No.
Okay, just kidding. Oboe?
I used to play a violin shop.
What?
Darn it.
Well, maybe we should like save our money. We'll go see this. It'd be cool. It's in Denver.
What's that?
It's called Classically Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Colon.
When is it?
The High Note series.
When is it?
When is?
I don't know, but they.
When is
the? That's going to be at Red Rocks Amphitheater, though.
Ooh,
pretty awesome.
That's a cool place.
And it's the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, and they're partnering with the state's blossoming cannabis industry for a four part bring your own cannabis concert series called BYOC. Bring your own cannabis.
Yeah. I haven't seen the gin blossoms.
Dustin's having a hard time understanding
the show today. Yeah, everything he hears is wrong. It's weird. He'll have to listen.
Thank you. I have been listening right lately.
We need a reader board, a translator board.
Actually, I think what we need to do is just talk more slowly.
What's your favorite gin blossom song?
I hate the gin blossoms. I don't believe I could even name one. I used to give my friend Derek Terrell a really hard time for liking the gin blossoms.
You have to have one you hate the least, though.
I don't know any of them. I could not name, if I heard the gin blossoms, I would.
What about
know.
That song they have, Counting Crows?
That's another band.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought those were just, I thought the Counting Crows was just an annoying gin blossom song.
Yeah.
Could you?
Uh-oh.
Man.
We're doing like pentagram shapes and stuff.
I don't think anybody knows which way it's going.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. It seems like it'd be kind of cool, and it's kind of cool that like these upstanding citizens of the symphony orchestra are like partnering out with these stuff to raise money from people who smoke weed.
Hmm.
They're capitalizing on it.
Certainly, though. I mean, yeah, you go over there, and it's what, like $800 an ounce, probably?
Yeah.
So at least $500, I know that.
No.
Because the tax is like...
Well, it's like $60
an eighth. Or something, isn't it?
It's like $60 an eighth. So that'd be like... but the tax is huge,
isn't it?
That'd be like $400.
It's a little more than 60 an eighth.
Yeah. So that's at least 500 an ounce. But it's unclear what the smoking situation will be at Red Rock. You're not really supposed to smoke there. It's illegal to smoke at the performance space, so...
Hmm. You ever watch cooking shows?
Not very often. I watched some people cooking through the windows in Portland the other night.
Oh, nice.
They were having like a cook-off thing, like something you'd see on TV, and it was like all these chefs, and they were like doing a thing, and there was judges. It was weird, dude.
Just off of Burnside?
I don't know. It was down around there somewhere.
Arancola! Is it Audi in the streets?
Any in the corners?
You know, they've reached a new low with the kitchen casino, though, man. They're all downhill from there.
What? Kitchen casino.
Kitchen casino, the new show.
I don't know what it is.
It's dumb. It's dumb. They pull a lever on a slot machine and it comes up like, you gotta put crab with pepper with enchilada sauce or something. And then they have to make that or something weird. It's dumb. It's not even cool.
I used to watch some of those shows with my dad, but it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I haven't watched any recently.
45 years ago?
Nope.
Are you watching Justin Wilson? I guarantee. Remember that guy?
No.
He used to guarantee things.
Guarantee.
I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. He had a cooking podcast.
Guarantee. Are you serious right now? Or are you fucking with me? Okay. Because I'm totally lost. I have no
idea. Justin Wilson, man. He was a Cajun cook on TV, and he looked like Colonel Sanders, and he'd tell stories, and he'd go, and he would always measure his salt in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
An old man with white suit.
He would go, look at me. I don't need no measuring spoon. And he would just pour it into his hand, and then he would go, don't believe me. And then he would pour that into a measuring spoon to prove how much it was, and then go, and then you put a heaping spoonful, and he'd like, the spoonful would be full of the hot sauce, and he'd just keep hitting it, and it would just be pouring over the side until it was like 7 teaspoons. And then he'd go, that should do it.
No, I didn't.
And then he'd go, I guarantee, and he'd go, I like some catfish. Catfish. Dude, I guarantee.
I do not have any recollection of that whatsoever.
His name was Justin Wilson, and he'd wear suspenders.
He'd wear suspenders?
Yep.
That's a weird thing.
It was a weird thing.
Well, I thought that was a song for a second. Where did you get those beatboxing skills at, Flames?
Oh, I just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you buy them on the street corner?
No.
Did you get them from your mama?
I don't know.
Justin Wilson was born in 1914. You know anybody born in 1914?
Yeah.
You do?
I don't.
Another Flame said, yeah.
He did.
No, I'm
He was a Cajun
messing.
Humorist, too. Huh. He's a humorist and chef.
Well, that tastes funny. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say about his food.
He was known for his humor.
Huma?
Yep.
Did he have a tumor?
He was from, you know where that is?
Yes.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The deep south.
Yep.
How do you?
Yep, he was one of seven children. Did you know Stephen Colbert is the youngest of 11 children?
I did not. That's a lot of kids.
11.
He had to compete a lot.
11. He had somebody on the show who had 11 children also. And whenever that happens, he challenges them to name them all the fastest.
It'd be easy if they were your brothers and sisters, I think.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Yeah, but how fast can you do 11? If you had 11. 11. Do you think you'd be able to remember all their names if you had 11?
Of course. Why would
live? You had 11 kids.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you think you wouldn't be able to?
Not all the time.
Wow. That's cool, though. All right, well, we'll roll into this What's in Hans' CD player, but I had to let Dustin finish his story about having 11 brothers and sisters. Today, Hans has leaped into heavy metal era, clear from the Doors on Monday, and now today he's listening to Fear Factory, which Transgression is the album. I'm not familiar with it, Hans. I didn't know that. Another band that's kind of blowing my mind. Not that they're mainstream at all, but I just am surprised that Hans is listening to Fear Factory's Transgression LP or CD or whatever it is he's listening to. Good job, Hans.
Right on. Are you sure he wasn't listening to the soundtrack of Fear Factor?
Yeah. I'm sure.
With Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
I heard track 3 is really good where he goes, "Eat those termites! Eat those termites!"
Yeah, that's like a top hit single, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Eat Those Termites. Eat Those Termites. Yep. Eat Those Termites. I broke out one of my oldest records ever. I think I got it from my dad. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know where it came from. Robert Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
King of the Delta Blues Singers. That's like some of the lowest five recordings ever. But the songs are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the word hearted. He's got a good-hearted woman and a bad-hearted man. Or weird, different titles. Mm. Very, very small spectrum of lyrical concepts. And just listening to you, you can hear he probably got arrested for killing.
They say now he didn't die. He didn't sell his soul. It was just attached to him afterwards because it was a convenient story.
Probably true.
That it was somebody else.
That obviously had to be a metaphorical story because there's no such thing.
You don't think so? You don't think you're able to sell your soul for what you want?
If you think you can sell a soul, I've got a bridge in New York I'd love to sell you.
Wait, wouldn't you just want to sell me your soul?
No, I'll sell you a bridge, though.
Oh. How much?
Let me get back to you. I gotta talk to my wife.
All right.
We co-own that motherfucker. Mm.
Nice.
They're building a kick-ass new bridge up in Portland, man. And you know what they did?
Oh,
they
moved
the old bridge 40 feet over so they could build a new bridge and then move it back.
That's that's fucking a great band name, 40 feet over.
Yeah. Kinda.
What kind of genre do you think they'd be in?
Metal?
Is that like One Direction?
40 feet over?
Yep. Three doors down.
No.
6 feet under.
No. A combination of the two. What would happen if those two bands got together and made a CD?
Who?
640 feet over.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's 3 doors down and 6 feet under.
360 feet under.
Well, of both worlds.
That's true dat. And you're always listening to Megadeth a lot, Flames. We were
Zeppelin.
Our room was 502.
Uh-huh.
You know that song by Megadeth?
I don't.
What?
Not right off.
I know that song, 205.
God, who am I talking to?
What album is it off of?
So Far, So Good, So What?
Oh.
First song off Side 2. It's called 502, which is the police code for driving under the influence of alcohol.
No.
That's when he wasn't a Christian Republican.
Man.
Did you ever have one of those 100 tape changers?
No.
Changed 100 tapes, or it would play auto reverse 100 tapes at once.
Of a dual cassette with auto reverse. That's the most I ever got.
So. Yeah.
What about one of those portable 1,000 disc changers?
No.
No.
I don't think those exist.
Oh, yeah. Not 1,000. They had like 500, 250, 500.
Portable?
Well, they weren't so portable. They were pretty good size.
If it was portable, it would have a
it was like with it.
You know, like a boombox.
What if built a house and you just made that into a CD changer? Like it was, let's say it was a 500,000 disc changer.
Oh, God.
Put it on random.
Do you think
you'd have to have a garage for your CD changer?
Do you think there are 500,000 discs?
Do I think there are 500? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you went to Amazon, there's something that ranks a millionth in selling, I'm sure.
Hmm.
And CDs.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I don't know what it would be. It'd be horrible.
Yeah, some of those CDs probably would skip. That would be horrible.
Mm-hmm. I know, and then random. Think of how long it would take between songs to find the disc. It would probably like have to go in the other room.
It'd have to go in
slow sections. Mechanical arm, and then it'd have to bring it back to the CD lens. And
that's why it's all got to be digital.
Speaking of that, you know what's funny? You know, we went to the Hotcake House up there in Portland over last weekend.
I've been there.
They got a jukebox that has a pretty good selection of different songs. And I told a story a year or two ago about me trying to pick a song as I'm standing there in my leather jacket with my cut-off denim coat with my SOD patch. Mm-hmm. I'm looking metal as fuck. And I pick a song, and the number's wrong, and Justin Timberlake comes on fucking bringing Sexy back. And
I turn around.
Like, everyone's looking at me like, metal dude's bringing Sexy back. Well, now their fucking machine is so fucked up that the pages don't even turn, so you can only look at the pages that are open right there to choose what songs you want to pick for your jukebox hit.
You'd
have to. It'd just be blank.
No, yeah. I just punch the jukebox, and then whatever song plays.
Or whatever, Fonzie.
You know, you punch the numbers, and then whatever song comes on
is
the song. But
the cool thing about the story is the pages that they were open to included the Beatles, the Blues Brothers, and Elton John, which not bad, but
Bibbidi.
Had a couple CDs in there.
No, it was full.
Yeah.
And it had a sign right on it that says, pages do not turn, play at your own risk. They used to turn when I used to go there before, but
yeah,
it stopped
working. Yeah, it did when I used to go there before.
Is that place where we used to go have breakfast?
On the corner, the little triangle place, kind of, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
17th and Powell.
Awesome, yeah.
So
awesome.
That was recently, put in the top 24-hour joints
in
the country.
Wow. It is definitely good, and they have a great reputation. They're always full. Like, it could be 2 in the morning or 2 in
Fast.
The afternoon.
Yeah, that's because they eat well. That's why they're always full.
It's sort of the patrons.
Yeah, they're known for large portions.
What was your favorite movie with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves about a bus?
Speed, the prequel to Speed.
Yeah. Did you hear that story about this dude who's trying to collect every VHS copy of Speed?
Vaguely.
Wow, what a greedy bastard.
He's got
he's got to know how many were circulated, right?
I think he's got 400 some thousand.
See, that's what I'm saying. What if you put all those in a VHS changer?
Just watch the same movie.
Yeah, because it would be better, right, to watch each one only once, because then there'd be less degrading of the tape, right?
He just thinks that it's the greatest movie ever, and he's from Idaho.
All right, so let's see. How many, does it say how many were pressed, though? Because I doubt they were still pressing.
No, there's no way. They probably don't even press the DVD of Speed. Speed has a bad name.
You don't think they even press the DVD of Speed?
I
don't know about that.
Do you think?
Well, I'm gonna ask you to take a guess.
Of how many copies have sold of home video?
Nope. What is the Amazon rank Speed on VHS?
Amazon rank Speed.
Sales rank. Like, if I go to VHS movies, which top selling, what is the
rank? I think
rank
because
for Speed?
Of the fact that this dude from Moscow, Idaho has been buying all of them, that it'll probably be up there.
All right.
Moscow?
Yeah. There's a Jupiter, Florida, and a Florida, New York, and a Moscow, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
There's weird places everywhere, man. There's a
There's got to be more than one version of it on VHS, too, right?
No, dude.
Like greatest hits or greatest. And then the uncut.
Greatest hits of speed?
The uncut. Like the greatest. You know how they got like different versions of the movie?
No. What different version? Like director's cut?
Is yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay. That was a good movie, director's cut.
All right, here we go. Did you ever say what?
I would say it would be number 200,000.
All right, that seems realistic. Let's see.
Out of 1 to 200,000, I think it'd be 200,000.
Nope, I don't have any. I don't have it for you.
Oh, fuck, dude. What a setup.
I know, man.
You really got me. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. What was that?
I don't know.
So you don't have...
No, I don't, but there is 404 new and used from a penny. It's got 245 five-star reviews.
On Yelp?
On the Speed movie. It's got four and a quarter stars.
Huh.
Yep.
Well...
No.
When was the last time either one of you guys did cocaine? Not to incriminate yourself.
Decades? 96.
38 years ago.
You've never used cocaine ever? Nope. Good job.
I did herbal coke once.
Oh, wow, man. Wow.
I did herbal coke.
Did that blow
once.
Your mind?
Wow.
You can't believe he's sitting in the same room with someone who's never done coke before.
All right.
Did you know that Hitler used to use coke twice a day?
Yeah, I believe it.
His doctor, Theodore Morrow, prescribed him cocaine as medicine for his sinus and throat, and he would take it by inhaler twice a day, and he had some cocaine eye drops.
But they do...
He's all, Zeke Heil, give me those cocaine eye drops on the bar.
But they...
that translation, please?
No, but they used... they used
flames,
to...
Flames, can you help me, please?
They used to prescribe that stuff all the time to people.
Yes. Freud.
Back then, right?
Freud was big on that, too.
I know. That's why I was slipping all the time.
Sigmund Freud.
Dude, and bananas. Cocaine. Freud ate a lot of bananas. That's where he coined the term, the Freudian slip, when he fucked his mom on a banana. He slipped on a banana and fell, and his dick ended up in his mom's pussy. And then he thought it was just something.
Wow.
What? You never had a Freudian slip? You just see it Trip Tank or something. Fucking a kid walking along, slips Freudian on a fucking banana peel, and then falls into his mom's vagina.
I've heard of falling out of your mom's vagina.
Well, he falls out of it, slips on the banana peel, and then his penis falls into his mom's vagina because he's having a Freudian slip because he wants to have sex with his mom, just like you do, Flames.
What?
Yeah, it's a Freudian thing. You don't actually know that. You need someone like me, a true friend, to tell you what your feelings are.
Huh.
Do you understand that, Gatch?
Yeah.
Okay, see? And if you don't understand, Flames, we can have a meeting later. Everything will work it out.
Do you think basketball would be funner?
It's called an incestvention.
Incestvention.
Welcome to the incestvention.
Do you think basketball would be better if it was more like soccer and you couldn't use your hands?
That would be impossible.
Nothing's impossible, just improbable.
Okay, that would be highly illogical. So my Vulcan knowledge tells me that would be highly illogical.
Have your kids seen Speed?
My name is Leonard Nimoy, and you're listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. It's highly illogical that you would continue listening.
He's retired from acting. Did you know that?
I've seen the need for Speed.
Do you know he's retired from acting?
Leonard?
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
That's weird, because I've been in search of a new movie of his.
Which one?
In Search Of
with Leonard Nimoy.
Nimoy.
The last In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy was about the career of James T. Kirk.
Yeah. He was on Fringe. That was his last stuff.
Did he wax his ears down a little bit?
You know what he did in Fringe was he was in a hallucination episode where they drew it all like that one movie with Keanu Reeves.
Uh-huh.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Matrix.
No, the other one.
Oh, no.
What was the one where it was all like cartoony and shady and it was all kind of weird, almost like Liquid Television kind of
like
thing?
Comic book kind of?
Yeah. You know what movie I'm talking about,
do,
right?
Dude, I'm having a recollection of
if
it.
If you're a parent and you're going to let your kids watch Speed, you better know a woman's skirts gets briefly hiked up to reveal that she is wearing a thong.
Damn! Could you tell me what minute and second so I can freeze frame it?
A man mentions going home to have sex. A man says a Spanish slang referring to testicles. He says cojones.
Oh,
cojones.
That is rude.
A man gets stabbed in the side of the head with a screwdriver.
Ouch.
No blood, not graphic at all.
Not graphic at all.
A man gets shot in the leg. A man gets shot in the back twice. Blood pours from the bullet wound briefly. A bus explodes with a driver in it. Spoiler!
Damn! Can either one of you guys count to three? Count to three, Flames.
One, two, three.
McDonald's just sold 225 hamburgers.
Wow! I believe it.
Every second, McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers.
I believe it.
That's fucking stupid, dude. Why is that such a monopoly? My kids were playing
Parker
Monopoly
Brothers
the other day, and they cheat.
That's just crazy.
Isn't it weird that Monopoly doesn't have a monopoly on making Monopoly games? There's Opoly games all over the place.
I think Milton Bradley has a monopoly on making fucking board games.
Milton Bradley does?
But why doesn't anyone rarely play by the real rules of fucking Monopoly, all right?
What do you mean?
A lot of people don't play by the real rules. They make up fake fucking rules. Fucking
house rules is what it's called.
It's fucking dumb shit rules.
House rules.
I call them dumb
house
shit.
House rules.
Dumb shit.
House rules.
Dumb shit.
House rules.
Ma'am. He's aggro today.
The house rules.
What are your house rules? You put money in the middle and get it on free parking?
I've never played in this house.
Don't give me the rimmarole.
Raffamadoo.
Don't give me the rigmarole.
Raffamadoo.
Don't give me the runamaround.
No, we used to, in my day when a heyday, because we used to play a lot of games when I was younger.
When was your heyday?
A heyday, back in the 80s, we played a lot of games.
In the 80s?
But Monopoly.
My heyday was in the 80s.
Monopoly, we'd play with the parking lot rules.
So you put your money from community chest and chance into the middle?
And luxury talks.
And then you land on free parking and you get the money. Okay.
The luxury talk.
That's not a real rule.
I know it's not a real rule. That's why I said it's a house rule I use.
Now, as you guys go by the rule of if the person who lands on the property does not want to purchase it, that you auction it off to the others, or do you skip that?
We'd never really use that one.
See,
either.
Now, when I was a little kid, nobody even told me that.
Mm-hmm.
They just give me the little kid quick rules where you don't auction off, you put money in the middle, you get it on free parking.
Mm-hmm.
Successful if you don't play a game correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is true. If you're going to like a tournament.
I have the cannabis cultivation game. Mm-hmm. It's a board game. Mm-hmm. It is so hard. No one that I've tried to help me can make heads or tails of it.
Okay.
I'll bring it.
All right.
Bring it.
I'll bring it like a
bring
fucking
it,
ding-dong.
Bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it.
Like, I got this one friend, and he's your guys' friends, too. We probably haven't seen him for a long time, but he just started coming around. Old fucking Polaroid. He said he's in a league of his own. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding. He didn't say that. He's in a board game club, mm-hmm. and they get together and play boring games on weekends instead of going out and doing stuff. But... he said he tried to pay $60 for a board game because it was this weird, or he wasn't. He tried to pay $30 for it because it had been on Craigslist for so long. And then, it's weird. Who pays $60 for a board game?
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're out of print?
Mm-mm.
No, just because they're probably a lot more expensive.
A lot more detailed.
Yeah. He told me what it was, but I'm too much of a noob to remember or care. But I was going to have him try to figure it out because they have a mm-hmm. league and they play every weekend. I don't ever play board games very often, but when I do, we tried to play that game and it was just two.
You Monopoly?
No.
Oh, the cannabis game.
Yeah.
So I can play Monopoly. I don't know. There's different rules of Monopoly, too. I've also played Lightning Monopoly, where the game was...
It's just fast.
It was 20 minutes max.
That's the whole game?
But it never really went that far. It always finished way faster than
How
that.
How could you go faster than 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it was
that's crazy.
Well, you had the computer rolling the dice, right?
Right.
And the rules were... When someone buys a property, right?
They automatically lose.
No, no one else can buy a property of that color set.
Oh, okay.
And
that
so
makes it less cutthroat.
No, it makes it more cutthroat.
Why?
Because
then you want to buy one of each.
No, then you want to buy properties until you get your chance, your set for the Monopoly, right?
Right.
And then. You want, because no one can block you from buying a set.
Right.
So once you get a set, if you're the first person to get a set, then you mortgage everything else so you can build up on there, and then you just hope somebody lands on it and it'll bankrupt them because it's so early in the game they don't have enough stuff to cover it. And, you know?
Damn!
Yep, it's cutthroat to cutthroat. But it was always over quick.
Yeah, I've never heard of that game before, at least that version of it.
Mm-hmm.
What game is it?
Lightning Rules.
It's the Lightning
Monopoly.
Fast Lightning.
Oh. Life yeah, I've
Monopoly.
Never heard of that either.
No, you could do... There's so many versions of rules.
Versions of rules?
I was more into cribbage and chess when I was younger. And I just always played those...
What about three-dimensional chess?
Like Spock and... Like on Star Trek?
Or four-dimensional chess?
No, I never got into that. No.
What about six-dimensional chess?
No.
Have you guys ever seen a 7D movie?
A 7D movie?
It's like a 3D movie, but instead of wearing glasses, you just take acid.
Mm-hmm.
Beep.
Mm-hmm. I've watched...
That's a joke from my friend Max Brockman.
I watched a 6D movie.
60?
Mm-hmm. 60 movies.
I watched an 80s movie once.
Pink Floyd.
What's the most amount of movies you've ever watched back to back to back to back to back?
Maybe three or four.
Two.
Three or four.
One and a half.
Not a big movie.
One and a half.
Not a big movie.
I can't make it through movies. I'm out.
I've watched about like five or six or
you never
seven
did like the
series episodes.
You never did the Hellraiser marathon?
No, because I only liked the first two, barely.
I liked them all. They were all good.
I liked the first one.
What about all the Friday the 13th? You never tried to do that?
No, I watched
like on some Friday the 13th.
I watched four Freddy Kruegers.
In a row?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Did your
that,
head pop off
no,
like
they,
a daisy?
No, they come on a four disc or four movies on one disc.
Oh, wow.
$5 at Walmart.
I once watched six movies in a row just the other day, but I fell asleep after the first one. But it kept,
but
it kept playing.
Oh, well, then in that case, I've watched TV 24 hours a day.
You ever bought one of those things with those like 50 discs in one collection for $12.99?
Yeah, I bought two of them and put in my 100-disc changer.
Yeah. Nice.
No, you're talking DVDs now, right?
Yeah.
No, you've got a 50 movie. I've got a 21 movie
Okay. How many movies have you watched on it?
A lot of them have the same ones. I've got like three of those collections. One's like 15 horror movies, and one's like 21 horror movies, and like three of them are the same one. Like White Zombie. That was a movie, not the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I also heard today, which was last week, that Rob Zombie is covering Enter Sandman.
I heard him on Larry King talking.
Wow.
Why would he do that?
Well, he was on Larry King, so he talked.
No, Enter Sandman.
Oh, I don't know. Enter Light.
Why?
Somebody should take his hand and snap him across Never Never Land. Why did that always bothered me about Metallica? Why did they want to go over to Michael Jackson's ranch?
Because they knocked him out of the top spot on billboards.
Did you hear about that thing going on in Hollywood? What's going on in Hollywood these days? Did you hear about what the thing was going on in Hollywood these days?
I heard that people were talking fast.
Dude, they're touching little ones.
They better keep their hands off my little one.
That's going on over there, dude. There's like
little
these
what?
Big extravagant... There's like parties. There's parties where people, they have like young actors go, and then it's a ring of pedophilia.
Dude, are you making up stories right now?
No, that's what's going on in the news.
He likes to give out his bowls. He's trying to make us eat.
I know.
Bowls.
I was reaching over for one, but he just was pointing and waving.
I thought you guys were fucking flashing gang signs to each other. And then you're like, hey.
Yeah, it's a pizza ball gang sign.
So you guys remember when we were talking about that jam? It's called Taste Like Grandma. Mm-hmm.
Do you want one?
Maybe in a minute here. Yeah, please save it
for me. You ain't tasted nothing until you've had some of Grandmammy's jam.
Well, I got some other poorly named... Dustin likes lists. We'll call it a list. This is a list of some of the most poorly named products.
All right.
One of them is...
Twinkies.
Tastes Like Grandma Homemade Jam and Black Raspberry.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another one. This is a tea. It's called Urinal Hot Drink.
Urinal Hot Cakes.
It's from a different country, but still. Okay, here is...
Urinal Hot Cakes. Have you ever had one of those?
No. Here's a package.
My favorite
of,
cake is a urinal cake.
Here's a package of cookies called Golden Gay Time. And here's another pack of little crackers, and they're called Finger Marie, mm-hmm. which is what you'd like to do.
Finger Marie.
If I saw a pack of cookies that said Finger Marie, I'd probably buy them. Here's mm-hmm. a good jar of meat. It's called Child Shredded Meat.
Uh-huh.
Apparently that's the meat of shredded children.
Sweet.
Here's some nuclear
that's not real.
Nuclear licorice lozenge. It is real. Look at it. It's not really child
nuclear.
Meat, nuclear licorice mm. lozenge.
Do you prefer your licorice to be hard or harder?
Do you guys like pasta?
That is basically hard licorice.
Depends.
Have you ever tried...
Nasty!
Have you ever tried fagatini?
No.
They got fagatini with garden vegetables.
What is
right
that,
here?
Macaroni fagatini. Shaped like peni?
It's little teeny faggots.
Shaped vegetable.
Then they've got this new candy. It's called AIDS Reducing Plan Candy.
AIDS Reducing?
Yep.
Oh, that was a diet candy, wasn't it?
Here's a canned meat from across the seas. It's called Göteborg's Rape White Portion.
Hmm.
Say what now?
You heard me. And what here's about something that looks like Twinkies, but they're called Cream Colons.
Hmm. Did you know Spam was originally called Cram?
No.
All because their motto was, all the cram you can fit in a can.
Oh, right on. Here's some soda from Gahana. It's called P-Cola.
P-Cola!
And then they've got right next to it, Homo Sausage.
Mm-hmm.
These are all from across the sea, so they don't really know what they're saying. This one's called, it's an energy drink. It's called the Jew's Ear Juice.
Hmm.
Have you ever drank ear juice from a Jew?
Not Dad lately.
Drank an ear juice.
Jew's ear juice? Come on now, be honest. Have you drank Jew's
ear juice?
No. How about soup for sluts?
Mm-hmm.
He almost blew Coke up his nose. This is an instant ramen soup for sluts.
Mm-hmm. A ramen soup.
Yeah, and here's a big bag of only puke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not puke. It's like some weird kind of Chinese word for something else.
Puke.
And here's the top one of all, shrimp-flavored crack.
Lovely.
It's best before March 9th, 2009.
Seafood in our drugs.
That's right. I always see food in my drugs.
I used to have a shrimp inhaler.
He had a shrimp inhaler? Mm-hmm. Dude, that's bad for your lungs. Lungs.
That was bad for your lunch.
What happened to her?
He inhaled her like a tuna bitch sandwich.
What movies are you wanting to see lately that you've seen in the big screen? Spider-Man 2, I know you want to see that one.
My wife just went and saw Frozen.
Frozen! Was it chilly?
There's much ado about it.
Was it chilly?
She said it was not as good as it was supposed to be.
That's how it usually is lately.
It's a Disney movie of some sort.
Yeah. Are you going to go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I don't know, I got balls in my mouth.
Or are you going to go see The Other Woman? What's that movie about, The Other Woman?
Well, it's about this guy. He's got balls in his mouth. He's cheating on his wife with two other women.
What about that movie Brick Mansions?
Wait, I'm not finished.
Okay.
And then the two women that he's cheating on meet his wife, and they find out that he's cheating on all of them.
Uh-huh.
And then they conspire together to make his life hell.
And then they all become lesbians.
And then they fuck each other with strap-ons, and that's the end of the movie.
What about Heaven Is For Real? Heaven is for real.
Oh, I heard of that. Spoiler, at the very end, fades the credits.
No.
Yep.
What about Dick Mansions? That movie.
Balls in my mouth.
The Dick Mansions movie.
Speaking of Dick. Dick Mansions.
What about Grand Budapest Hotel? Are you interested in seeing that one?
I'm interested in staying there.
Not.
Does it
Are
have,
you?
Does it have Don Cheadle in it?
No.
I no. thought it was a chain movie with Hotel Rwanda.
No, this is a Judas Epitaph movie.
Judas?
Judas Epitaph movie.
Judd. We call him Judd around here.
Yep.
It's Judd Apatow.
Who's your favorite Judd?
Judd Clampett.
That was Judd.
No, he had a brother named Judd. He just wasn't on the show.
There's Winona. There's
kind of like Kelly and Jack's older sister.
There's
from
Judd
the Osbournes.
Nelson.
She refused to be on the show because she wasn't down with that.
Judd Nelson's a good one.
Why? What about Winona Judd Nelson?
Winona Judd Nelson.
Yep. Or Man. Winona Judd Dredd.
How about Winona Man. Judge? Judy.
Judd Dredd.
How about Ashley Judge Judy?
You know, Judd Judy's not really a Judd. She's Judd of the Hutt.
Shh, don't pee down my back and tell me it's piss.
All right. What do you want to tell you this then?
Number two, man.
It's like a warm rain, goddamn it.
Number three.
You can take door number one or
warm
door number
rain.
Two? I'll take door number three.
What about
it's
that other
Sergeant
movie?
Sergeant O'Malley from the FBI. You're busted.
Oh, man, can I have the red?
No,
I'll take
man,
the red,
no,
man.
No. Sorry, you're busted.
Spider-Man 2, though, you're not interested. Did you watch the first one?
No.
Not the Tobey Maguire one.
You know what
one.
I want to see? I want to see the reboot of Beverly Hills Cop.
Who's making that?
Like me.
All right, who's in it?
Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to star as Axel Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And,
really?
Did you know that the song Shakedown, Breakdown, You're Busted by Bob Seger was mm-hmm. his only number one hit? And that is the crappiest fucking
that's,
song he ever released.
That's not even true.
What? Dude, it is. Check it. Check
that
it.
What?
It is true. It's his only number one hit. He was only really huge in the Detroit area, and then like after Live, well, I read a bunch of stuff about Bob Seger's system, dude. You got to check it out. From the 60s, they sound like fucking Smokey Robinson. They're like a Motown band. Dude, he is not who you think he is.
Who? Bob Seger?
Yeah, he's not a rock.
Dude, he is.
He's not a rock.
He is.
He's not.
I'm not saying he's a rock. I'm saying he is. He is the Bruce Springsteen
of Detroit.
Of Detroit.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Detroit.
Who would use Eau de Detroit? Clean de toit. I can't even sell a house for
Why don't you go clean your toit?
Break down, shake down, you're busted.
Break down, living in the city. Bop, 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 bop. Was that a chicken on that song singing that song?
You guys are freaking out right now. Like, like really...
What's your favorite song from Eddie Murphy?
Probably.
My girl was too potty all the time, potty all the time.
Now, did you think he was saying potty all the time?
She nope.
just wanted
that's
to
what I
to the
thought,
because
I didn't. I thought
at the end, that's why he was holding that thing of Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you got Depends on the brain, dude. You need to take that thing
what
off.
What color, yellow
head.
Or blue?
Yellow and blue makes green. That's why I always piss in the blue ones, and then I got green Depends.
Mm. Who's Cher's daughter is doing music now?
Chad?
Cher Lloyd.
Cher Lloyd?
Yeah, isn't that somebody? Cher Lloyd?
Hell no, that's not somebody. I'm sure it's somebody somewhere, sometime.
Ah.
It's not his birthday, though.
Birthday!
Today's a special birthday. My son is 21. Yeah, can you believe it? And that rhymes. I was waiting for that last bach. I doubt if it was the last one, though.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. 21. You going to go and have a drink with him?
I'm going to go punch him in the mouth.
Have a drink on me.
No.
Just kidding. I don't punch my kids in the mouth.
You should sneak him into that one bar that you have to be 26 to get into.
Just to be cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to invite him to like some of my comedy shows now because that was always the excuse for not coming. But he's been working a lot, working real hard. He lives right here in Albany. Happy birthday, John Mancini. Nice. I call him Little Johnny.
Ah.
Also a birthday for a stoner comedian today who I didn't know he was as old as he is. You know the most famous stoner comedian besides Cheech and Chong, right?
Yes, I do.
I mean, for today's generation, the most...
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, yeah, he gets no respect because he smokes too much weed.
Yep, yeah. He's always saying that.
I was actually talking about Doug Benson.
Dubba.
Yeah, D-B-I-M.
I call him Dubba.
He's 50.
50?
Doug Benson, 50.
He was
on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
His eyes are red.
I think he choked Larry David. His eyes are... Mm-hmm. He's got a lazy eyes or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, happy birthday to Doug. I'm going to tag him in this. He loves podcasts. He loves movies. Mm-hmm. My friend Seth met him and got stoned. And Pierre, one of our constant listeners. Pierre, pee in the air. You know Pierre.
Hey, Pierre, what's going on, man?
He listens every day.
Right on.
That we're on.
Thanks.
And he got to smoke weed with Doug Benson and Seth Milstein when they went on 421 the other day.
421.
It was a couple weeks ago.
I heard Doug Benson doesn't really smoke weed.
Yeah?
That he just smokes the indica kind you find on High Times in the back.
Dude, he smokes weed. He's probably just saying
I'm trying to start that rumor.
That's a good rumor. Doug Benson does not. So you heard it here first.
Yeah, he puts.
He smokes fake weed.
Yep, and he has to put food coloring in his Visine to turn his eyes red.
That's right. And then he just squints really hard because he throws stuff in his eyes.
You know what the interpretation of the song Black Dog is? What that song means?
It's about having sex with animals, pretty much.
Yep.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you. Suck my dick like a pooch.
Gonna fuck your dog.
Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove.
Gonna make you. Gonna fuck your pooch.
Yep. Yep.
It's a racist song about dogs, actually, is what it is.
Is it?
It's about slave dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody got mad at a school recently because their teacher told them they were gonna have them learn how to pick cotton so they would know what the slaves had it like. Which
is the same thing like that one guy.
Just learning to pick cotton does not even come close to letting you know what it was like that the slaves had it like.
Well, them cotton picking.
We're not getting whipped and fucked and fucking stuck out in the fucking shack and then fucking working for free. We're picking some cotton at school because it's a project. I just can't believe some people. Can you believe that?
I don't believe anyone.
Dude, teacher got in trouble for that. Well, she should.
Teacher got in trouble for that.
Hey, kids, we're going to have you pick some cotton today so you can see what the slaves had it like. And next week, we're going to bring in a bunch of ovens so we can see what the Jews had it like. Yeah.
You think that would probably endanger them, too, because, I mean, you can get a bad back from picking cotton.
One time at concentration camp, I fell in an oven and then got kicked into a ditch.
Nice. Are you sure it was in the shower?
Don't talk about showers to me, young man. I will knock you into the dirt.
Meow.
Did you know Johnny Cash was assaulted by an ostrich?
Dude, yes. I have deja vu.
What the fuck is going on?
Do you know who Candy Candido is?
Yeah, she's my old girlfriend.
Really?
Yep. I used to fuck her in tall grass.
It's a guy.
He got a sex change.
You might not know.
God.
Well, this is funny, though, because
I knocked his Adam's
apple. He's a guy, but you might not know him as a guy.
I knew him as a woman when I was having sex with him.
You know him as a bear.
Yogi Bear?
Nope.
Oh.
Different bear.
Do you shit in the woods? You just might be a bear.
Hey, bro.
He died this week in 1999. Candy Candido.
I don't know that bear.
He was a bass player, vocalist, and animated voice. He came up with a famous catchphrase. It was a huge catchphrase. A couple of them. I'm Feeling Mighty Low. Remember that one?
I don't have any idea.
That was from...
what are you talking about right now?
Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore.
I'm Feeling Mighty Low.
Eeyore.
That was back in like 1930s.
From Winnie the Pooh.
And he also had that one. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Remember that one back in 1933?
I don't.
One sounds like The Deliverance, and the other one sounds like Charlotte's Web.
No, he was Gentle Ben, the voice of Gentle Ben.
Oh.
Yep, he was also the Indian chief in Peter Pan. Remember him?
Gentle Ben.
Did you ever watch Peter Pan? That was orchestral, wasn't it?
Oh.
You never watched? Okay. Or no.
I might have watched it when I was a kid, but I didn't pay attention.
I meant Peter and the Wolf.
Oh, man. You used to watch
Peter
that.
Wolf?
Peter and the Wolf. It was a story.
Oh.
And each animal was a different instrument, right?
Yeah, it was more of a thing that we'd listen to, not watch.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's animators that did animations of it.
They used to bring it into the library at my school when I was in grade school and play it.
Close your eyes, and then they tell you what it is, and then you try to... Or what animal you should think of or something.
Yeah, it was like a little play for animals.
Yeah.
Peter and he turned into a wolf is what happened.
Yeah, and then he became the singer for the Jay Giles Band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he became the wolf with Tommy Lee Jones.
And didn't he get caught like in a freeze frame?
And then they didn't let him eat for like 3 weeks and he turned into Duran Duran.
It was written in 1936.
He was hungry like
that?
The wolf.
It's a children's story with both music and text, spoken by a narrator accompanied by an orchestra.
Well, it must be a new one if they have text.
It was in 1936, commissioned by Natalia Satz in the Central Children's Theater in Moscow to write a new musical symphony. And that's what happened in there. And then they introduced, remember they had the woodwinds in there?
Oh, yeah.
And the Alamo.
And they had, remember, the bird was the flute and the duck was the oboe.
Yeah.
And the cat was the clarinet.
Yeah. Wow.
And the grandfather was a buffoon.
Buffoon.
And the wolf was French horns.
Oh, I sure.
Scones.
Yep. Wow.
French scones.
And the hunters had the timpanis. They would come and they'd be
You guys are good. You've been practicing without me, I can tell. And your little accent there towards the middle of that little presentation there reminded me of a new thing that I've been working on that it got lost. Actually, maybe we can work on it together for the new season called Disaster Piece Theater. It's kind of like Masterpiece Theater, but it's more disasterly. And each tale will tell a disasterly tale of a boy's misfortune.
Misfortune!
To be hosted by a yet named person who will talk something like this. So look forward to that, the Disasterpiece Theater on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, coming soon to internet near you.
Now.
Don't get caught up in the nets, though.
What about a guy by the name of
fucking Dickhead?
You know anybody named Pete?
That used to be my name when I was like 7.
Pete?
Yeah, I changed my name.
If you were Pete,
I wanted to be Peter. Actually,
name was Pete, my life mission would be to find a guy named Repeat, so I could go on a boat ride.
I thought you'd sit on a fence.
No, nope.
Go on a boat ride and do what now?
I'd probably always drown though.
Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence. Pete fell off, and who's left? Repeat. Okay. Pete and Pete were sitting
on a fence. What about Pete Smith? You know anyone named Pete Smith?
No. I don't know anybody named Pete.
Well, I do. I knew lots of people.
I know
named
one
Pete.
Guy named Pete from the country fair, but I don't know his last name because he's just Pete.
This guy made some movies back in the day.
Pete Seeger?
Pete Smith. He made some short films back in the 30s and 40s, and such as Strikes and Spares.
That's a
He would narrate like little one-reel movies that were like 8 minutes or so.
That's a bowling movie.
Mm-hmm. Strikes and Spares.
Bowling.
Strikes and Spares. Strikes and Spares.
That's a really bowling movie, dude.
It was a bowling movie.
I'm a bowler.
I know, but that was boring.
What's wrong with bowling?
Nothing.
He also did a movie called Donkey Baseball.
Okay.
Now, try to think of what would donkey baseball be like?
It would be like people sitting baseball. On donkeys, throwing mm-hmm. balls and hitting them with bats, and then mm-hmm. trying to get the donkey to go to first base, which would be kind of stubborn. I thought he had airsoft gun.
I don't know.
Did it scare you too? We both jumped. He got a kick out of it. Look at him over there. He thinks it's funny.
So this guy made movies like a Menu, and this is a little. It was 10 minutes long, and it opened with a scene of a guy drinking bicarbonate of soda.
Dude, that'll poison you. That mm-hmm. will kill you. Why would he do that?
He's drinking it in the privacy of his office.
What language do you use?
Privacy.
That's called privacy.
No, privacy.
Okay, it's with an I.
If it's in your office, it's privacy.
Okay. I'm privy to that information.
I thought it was within your orifice, that's privacy.
He's got a bad tummy ache, though. A simple case of bad cooking, or so the narrator said.
Oh, okay.
And then it transitions to his wife in a disheveled kitchen. And so it confirms that bad cooking is going on. And then he becomes frustrated with her attempt to follow a cookbook on how to stuff a duck. She throws down the book and then she beats the frozen duck.
I'll show you how to stuff a duck.
And each time it's hit, it quacks. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is 1933.
That's pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm. So they help her out by conjuring up a master chef to show her how to cook. And he won't cook in messy surroundings, so he tidies it up by reversing the scene. Then the magic chef, he reverses time to when it was a clean kitchen and teaches her how to cook duck and all her husband's favorite recipes. And then he disappears and takes her back into time, and she's all ready to cook. Good food for her husband.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound like a weird movie for 1933?
That does. That sounds like a movie you'd see today, actually, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Starred Una Merkel.
Urkel?
Una Merkel and Urkel. Franklin Pangborn.
Huh. That's
Franklin
crazy.
Pangborn!
That is crazy.
He produced and narrated over 150 shorts. In like 24 years.
Did he do any pants?
Nope, he just did shorts. Mm. But in 1979, 24 years after his last movie, he committed suicide by leaping off the building's roof.
God. Oh, what a coward.
Nah, if you're going to go, you got to jump off a roof.
True that, but you're still the coward for killing yourself.
Off a roof, though, dude? Not if you planned it for like...
You leave your friends and family behind.
Not if you plan it.
Dude,
plan it?
If I was going to kill myself, I'd just jump off.
Not if you were like...
I'd just jump off.
If I ever live to 100, I'll jump off a building.
I'd just jump off the planet.
I don't.
That way I wouldn't have to plan it.
You can't jump off the planet, though, because of gravity.
Well, by the time I'm old enough to want to kill myself, there will be anti-gravity machines to jump off the planet.
What about one of those robot killing thing phone booths on Futurama?
I don't watch enough Futurama to know what that means. Phone booth killing machine?
Phone booth Willy machine.
I don't know what that is.
Phone booth Willy.
I know toll booth Willy.
Yeah. Remember when he used to go into the phone booth?
No.
Me neither.
Okay.
Damn you kids.
You fucking kids with your toll booths.
Mm-hmm.
Get your willy back in your pants. All right, well, shit. What else do you got? I ain't got anything else. We're over an hour here. We'll wrap this thing up like a fucking burrito. When was the last
time? I like
a
burrito.
When was the last time you guys heard this?
When was the last time you had a bean taco hard shell?
There's no such thing.
What?
Oh, I thought you meant a hard shell burrito.
Yeah, hard shell burrito.
When was that time you had a soft taco?
That's what a taquito is, isn't it? No. A hard shell burrito?
No, I think soft taco. Mm-hmm. It's just a soft
taco. Who's got a soft taco?
Whoever has a soft taco, it's just a burrito.
All right, this time it's for real.
This is our outro music.
Yep, yep.
That's right.
Yep, yep.
Thanks for being on the show, part-time Flames.
Yeah.
You were in a trance a couple times, and then you were on the internet for a little bit. You got
you ever
scolded.
Watched White Chicks?
White
the
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I like it.
Is that paint on their face, or is it like a latex mask?
It's
like
lots of makeup.
It almost looks like a porcelain mask.
I think it's a latex mask.
It's a weird movie.
It's pretty funny.
It's just a bunch of condoms.
I like when they're driving and singing that song with that guy, that black guy, Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, sorry. Or is it Terry Crews?
Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Terry Crews.
That guy's pretty funny.
He is.
You see him in a lot more things than you'd think he'd be in.
Yeah, that's
And you'd
true.
Wonder, why wasn't that guy in The Wire?
Yeah, he would have been perfect in that. As a drug dealer or a cop.
Yeah, he could have played Cuddy.
You're off.
Wow.
You can't.
Wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Flames is having trouble with his mic because he doesn't have a boom mic and he can't let it sit still.
Well, I got a slouch in my chair.
I know. You're lazy. Just kidding, buddy. Thanks for being on the show, and we're going to talk to you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Friday's coming up in that many days.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
And thanks to anybody who bothered to listen to Stories on One Leg. I got a few downloads on that. And we got show number 2 coming up tomorrow with my friend Bobby Jordan.
Shabizzles.
That's right. So, yeah, thanks for listening on the hump day. Go out and fuck your neighbor.
Yep. And rock on.
Have a good one.
Metal.
Yes.
Domesticide. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Butt Plugs. We're going to be plugging up some butts for the next few minutes here and telling you where to go and what to do in order to make the best of your life. There's a lot of comedy open mics in the area that you can go to every week and every other week, like at Donk Gong Comedy at Down Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's every other Monday. It's now 8 o'clock, so it's not such a late night for a Monday. So come down there at 8 o'clock for signups, and then try your hand at the mic and see if you can make people laugh. If not, you'll get gonged. The rest of the week, you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, 210 Liberty Street Southeast up there. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's $4 or $5 unless you're performing, then it's free. And that's a great little room. It's a theater with a stage and lights and all that stuff. And it's not a bar, so there's not a lot of chatter. It's a great place to perform. Unlike the Tiny Tavern, which is also a great place to perform, but occasional chatter and barroom noise at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene, every Wednesday with Mac Chase at 9:30 is the sign-up time. No cover charge. Also no cover charge at the Green Room on Thursdays, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. That's an 8 p.m. Sign-up on that list. And then Kush Cafe every Friday with Mac Chase, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, and that's a 9:30 sign-up and also a free show. Okay, other comedy shows coming to the area that aren't open mics include Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th. That's of course, this year, 2014. Check out bridgetowncomedy.com for full details. There's at least 50 to 100 comics that are all top-notch, super funny people, so get your tickets before they sell out, because they will. May 16th, it's Mac Chase's Comedy Extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene with myself headlining, and Lucy Glass will be featuring. I think Mac will be hosting, and there'll be some other comics as well. That's a free show at the Tiny Tavern, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. May 30th, it's the 7th installment of the Grandstand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's in Albany. The lineup is not complete yet, so I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a couple weeks, but it's going to happen, so make plans to be there. I'll be there. June 7th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Michael Ian Black. He's a funny guy. Go see him. $20 tickets, $25 at the door. A bunch of great music shows coming up. I'm just going to rattle them off as fast as I can. If you want information on the shows, go to the internet and check it out, okay? See how fast I can do this. April 29th, Mastodon and Gojira at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 and $40. May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge. I don't know how much the tickets are. You go find out. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15 tickets. May 3rd also, but at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, is Nile, Season of Suffering and World of Lies. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. May 13th, Wayne Static of Static X will be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip in its entirety at Hawthorne Theater. That's for you, Lance Thill. You would enjoy that. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. May 19th, what? Ron Keel with Frank Hannon of Tesla at the Tonic Lounge. Oh, my God. Butt Rock City. Maybe they'll be doing their country rock stuff. I don't know. It's a 9 o'clock show, though. Check it out. May 22nd, Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater from the band 7 Seconds. Everybody's going out on a solo tour. $10 in advance, $10 at the door. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 and $7. May 28th, Black Flag with Cinema Cinema and Whore, H-O-R, Whore, at Hawthorne Theater. $20 and $25 are those tickets. June 6th, Alvin Palooza 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and Victims of Internal Decay. Also going out solo acoustic this summer is King Buzzo from the Melvins. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. Tickets are $12 and $15. This one just announced. Guitar god Yngwie Malmsteen coming to the Tonic Lounge on June 27th. And I'm not sure of the dates, though, but sometime in August is Guitars Under the Stars. And they've got a lot of big names coming this year, including Bruce Boulay from Racer X, Jennifer Batten from Michael Jackson's band, Tony McAlpine, Shredder. There's just a bunch of high up there names of Shredder, so it's going to be a good time if you're into that. Not really my thing, but whatever. And then the big news for me, September 26th, Sickness in September kicks off. It's a Friday night up in Portland. I think it's going to be at Tonic Lounge. Headlining the night, Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Direct Support, and then Victims of Internal Decay. Got the 10 o'clock slot for that show. Spawn will be playing before us and probably about four other bands, because I think it's 30 bands over 3 days, so it's a big-time annual festival. Sickness in September in Portland. You got a long time to plan ahead for that, so please do, and please be there. That's all I got for you. That was a lot of stuff. I read it as fast as I could, and it still took like 5 minutes, so it's got to last you for the next 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday again. Peace out.